Hello?
Hey, it's John again.
Hey.
Hi, just got off the phone with Bobby. She's a go. She just wanted to make sure that it wasn't like a pay-per-click campaign. She thought you were doing pay-per-click, and she knows that could be really expensive, so she just wanted to make sure that you weren't jumping into anything like that.
Right.
Okay. So I verified a lot of the information with her. I gave her my number, and then I also sent over, like, the email address for her to send in any photos or logo that you guys have. And then I kind of briefed her on the setup process with the pin verification. So I kind of want to put a point of emphasis on this part of the account setup with you, too. Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a pin verification letter. You only have to do it one time for as long as you own your company, and then you exist on Google. Like, even if you stop doing the optimization with us and you stop using our services, your business will still exist on Google and your reviews will still be there because of that verification, right? So it's something you're going to want to have. So it's a postcard. It comes in the mail, little five-digit number on the back. I need that five-digit number as soon as it comes in. Don't throw it away. Okay. Don't mistake it for junk mail, because I don't know which one of you guys checks the mail. That's basically why I stressed it to both of you. It's just like you see that big Google letter. I need the five-digit number. That's very crucial.
All right.
Okay, and then I already have the account pretty much set up. I just needed to know, like, what's your primary business email address?
It's OCFencingLLC@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. And she said that you were going to be the one to finalize payment and everything.
Okay. I didn't know anything about that. I thought she was.
I know. She said something about a Discover, but then she was like, okay, actually, John will finish it up if you've got to get the email from him still, because she didn't know the business email address.
Yeah. I don't know why she said that, because I don't even have the information, so that's something she's going to do.
Okay. Well, that's, other than that, let's set up the client interview time, and then I could call her back right after this.
Okay.
The client interview usually takes about 30 minutes. We ask for an hour window in order to get it completed, but this is where they go over, like, the keywords that you want to be listed for, so that way we're getting you qualified calls. They'll go over, like, the service area, and then they'll pick your guys' brain on how you want the website to look. So usually 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. Do you have time later today, like maybe between 12 and 1?
I was going to suggest that. That sounds good. At the moment, I'm taking my boys fishing, so...
Oh, awesome. I'm so jealous. I
so,
love fishing.
Yeah, but yeah, around lunchtime, 1 o'clock would probably be better. That way I know I'm home. But, yeah.
Yeah, my boys aren't quite there yet. You got me thinking about fishing now. I'm sorry. You got me sidetracked once you said it. But yeah, I love it. I have another car like this Xterra. It's like an old 4 Xterra, and it just sits in the driveway loaded with fishing equipment, and I only take it fishing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And then, but my oldest is 5, and my youngest is 1. So the oldest is just getting to the point where I'm teaching them how to string everything up. But I grew up in California, so we used to go deep sea fishing. We'd go off the coast and catch big old bluefins and yellowfin tuna.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I miss that. So it doesn't compare to lake fishing, but.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, and then I'll have that financial information and everything too. So.
You want me to circle back with you later?
Yeah, because I don't have that information at the moment. I don't.
Oh, okay.
That's why I don't understand why she sent me to you about that.
It was because I needed to get the email, so she was like, might as well, if you got to finish up, you know, you can finish it up with him, get the email and everything. And then obviously set this client interview time, because she didn't know what time was going to work for you right now.
Yeah, so what needs to be done first? Can it be done during the client interview, or?
The payment? I got to secure the listing before then, because I put it on hold last night. And then I called you guys back first thing when I got in here, so that way nobody else is calling out on it.
Let me see if she's actually sent that to me.
I should have.
All right, I'm going to ask her right now. Send me that information.
Yeah, take your time. I still got to fill out this stuff on the account and set up this client interview, so take your time. I added her as partner to the account too, so she can make changes and stuff.
Hold on, guys. And I'm just waiting for her to text it back now.
No worries. There's a couple things, too, that I could still fill out here with you. So, like, what are your hours of operation for the business?
I'm pretty much 24 hours.
Okay. Open availability.
I work whenever.
Okay. And then what types of payments can you accept from your clients?
Cash, check, Zelle.
Cash App, Venmo, cash, check. So no card?
Not really. Not yet.
Okay. You do like some in-house financing? Split payment kind of deal? No? Okay.
Well, for big installs, it's 50% down and 50% upon completion. But
that's what I was looking for.
I discussed that.
Yeah, point of sale. I won't have that listed anywhere. All right, looking good. Okay, and then we'll get a domain name purchase for you. Let's see if they have OCF.com or OCFencing.com. Maybe they have Owens Fencing or OwensCustomFencing.com available. Are you LLC or incorporated at all?
I'm an LLC in Colorado. I haven't got that far here in Texas yet.
Okay, I'll leave it as DBA for now. If you want to switch it moving forward, just give me a call and I can swap it out for you when you're ready.
Okay.
Oh, and then obviously the primary line of contact is going to be your number, right? The 469-819-7105 for the customers? Okay. Update. All right. All right. We're all set on this, though. So it's just payment and then client interview at 12 o'clock. But what I'll do is I'll get all the client interview notes ready while we wait for her. All right. John and Bobby Owens. John's authorized users, John and Bobby Owens. Owens Custom Fencing. Okay. Primary line of contact. Preferred language is always English. Services offered, custom fencing, wood fence installation. You don't do anything commercial, right? I don't know if commercial businesses really get wood fencing, but...
Not typically.
Okay.
I will do repair work on the...
Okay. Commercial. They'll go over more specific keywords during the client interview, but I just want to make sure I have the commercial residential category filled out. Okay. Link. Have you guys talked to Home Advisor yet? Or are you planning on canceling that?
I'm gonna hang on to it for the moment, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. Compare them. I'm pretty sure it'll be a no-brainer for you. It's like two totally different things. I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, but they basically get their leads from Google and resell them. So you're paying premium for lead fees, and then they still charge you even if you don't get the job. So you don't have that problem on Google. You're just one flat rate, and they can call you all day long. You're getting live calls, so they're a lot better quality when somebody calls you live than having to try to track down a lead you paid for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot more fluid.
I'm just waiting for this message to come through. I mean, I don't know if it'd be easier and quicker for you just to call her.
Yeah, I think it'd probably be easier for me to just call her. I have most of the information here, so if I can't get a hold of her, I'll circle back with you.
Yeah, all right, that works for me. And then, like I said, I'll be available around, let's make it around 1 o'clock if it's possible. That way I know I'm available. And
I have it scheduled between 12 and 1. I could ask them to call you closer to 1 because the 1 to 2 slot's full.
That works.
Okay. It won't take too long. It's all general knowledge information about your business. They're just going to ask you what you can and can't do and where you will or won't go, you know?
Okay.
All right. So I'll talk to you soon. If you need anything, just call in, okay?
All right. Hey, thank you much, man.
Hey, you're welcome. Looking forward to working with you guys. Enjoy the fishing.
Bye.
All right, bye.